located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area, 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell him Frank Cusimano sent you.
This is Diana with Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. This year we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
You can't get any more local than appliance discounters. My sister and I were born and raised right here in the Lou. We know how important it is to shop local.
At Appliance Discounters, we make it easy to shop local. We offer a great selection, which includes a creative line of GE Cafe appliances, a knowledgeable sales staff, and most importantly,
the lowest prices every day, along with cash rebates up to $2,000 on select GE Cafe packages.
So check out the amazing GE Cafe appliance line at your locally owned, proud to be St. Louis grown Appliance Discounters.
For all of your deck, fence, and exterior needs, CMAC Development Decks and Fence is the only call you will need to make. They specialize in decks and fences and believe that quality craftsmanship starts with their perfect designs. Take advantage now and get the exterior of your dreams with their current spring sale. 10% off all materials and labor. To set up a free design and estimate consultation, call 636-385-6387 or visit them at cmacdeckandfence.com.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple, Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet.
Normally on Wednesday when we play that music, it means we're going to speak with John Landau. We are going to speak to A. John Landau, but it's not senior. He passed away.
Oh.
Not junior, because he's gone or unavailable. That leaves one other John Landau. That would be John Landoff the third. Third in Roman numerals looks like three sticks, so that's what we call him. Ladies and gentlemen, John Three Sticks Landoff, or is it not John? You're giving me a dirty look. Is it Sam? Who is it? No one yet.
It's
no one.
I'm trying to.
Excellent pickup on the facial.
Stop the music. Yeah, no. You gave me a look like, and I thought, oh, it's not Sam.
I've been trying to get him for the,
Was he alerted to the fact that
yes.
right after
yes.
four?
Yes.
You know what? His daddy is going to spank him.
I know.
He's going to get a spanking.
I am trying. He Poor said, guy. Call him in the conference room. So mm-hmm. I called twice mm-hmm. in the conference room, mm-hmm. and there was no answer.
Well, daddy's
and
not
she
gonna
even
be,
said, the girl that answered the phone even said, yeah, he said he was going to be in the conference room.
Well, daddy's not going to be too
so
happy.
I'm going to call his cell phone and see what
Who does the best Landoff imitation in this on the show?
Hi, what's going on?
Frank. Johnny London.
Dan just proved that I do.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I mean, if you want to play the role of John Landoff, I could play the role of how's everything going?
That's dangerous.
How's it going?
Okay.
Kind of dangerous.
All right. Just an idea.
I don't have a duck call or any of that stuff with me. If I did, I could maybe pull it off. So here's what's going on. We are waiting. This is awkward because Mom's probably listening.
I'm calling his cell phone.
Oh, there you go. That's how you get it done. You're right to the sauce.
Give him a good chew it out.
I will.
Why weren't you where you said you'd be, young man?
Anybody...
Pimple sticks! Where are you?
If anybody wants to get a nice car, I recommend the Chevy Malibu.
Next best prank I pulled was imitating somebody's voice in radio to convince a guy that I had a falling out with to drive 3 hours to Nashville for a job interview that really wasn't there, and he did with his wife.
Okay, that's wrong.
He had sued me. He was a good friend of mine, and he sued me because of something that I did not do wrong, and we went to trial, and I was found zero damages. We never spoke again, and 3 years later, I spoofed him and acted like I was the general manager of a radio station in Nashville, and he and his wife drove 3 hours to Nashville, and he showed up on a Monday morning for a job interview.
You know what? He deserved it.
Okay. I know. I agree.
He sued you.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm calling the dealership back, but he's on his cell phone right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to call the dealership back, and he gave me the extension.
Okay.
And,
this is way too much work.
Then, if you want to start with him on his cell phone, and then we can finish with him on his on the landline.
On a conference call?
What? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it'll be kind of fun.
Why don't we just do the conference thing? Why would we start on the cell phone?
All right, I'm going to play the rest of the song, and we can introduce.
Why don't you guys just send texts to each other? Read those.
Just to give a chance to hear the whole song.
There you go. All right, I think he's on the line now. If you want to talk to him.
I like the song.
He is there.
Okay.
Never get to hear the whole song.
The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet.
Okay, now if I say, here he is, will he be there?
Yes.
Yes, he will be.
Ladies and gentlemen, better late than never, John Wandoff III, or as we call him, Three Sticks Wandoff. John?
Yes, sir.
For $300, I will not tell your dad how you screwed this up.
Now I'm calling the other line.
What?
Hello?
There he is.
John, Three Sticks?
Yes.
Did you hear what I said? Now
you can go to the hang up the cell phone and pick up the other one.
This is unbelievable.
I just hung up my cell phone.
Okay.
There we go.
Now it's $400. Did you hear what I said earlier? Now the price is $400. For $400, I will not tell your dad how you botched this. $500. You better jump on this. It just keeps going up.
I'm gonna let it slide. He knows this isn't exactly my strong suit.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be so hard on myself.
Your forte.
If I were you.
Not exactly, yeah.
So here's what you should say. You should say the reason you weren't available is that you're so busy taking care of AM and the PM customers.
I've been up in the conference room at the phone waiting on the call.
Well, now he's saying Dan's a liar.
I'm not trying to throw Dan under the bus.
Well, no. You did.
You can throw me under the bus.
No. We do it all the time.
So what's going on, Three Sticks? Tell us something good. We're tired of bad news. We're tired of second wave of COVID may be worse than the first. We're tired of Trump haters, Trump lovers. We're tired of Black Lives Matter in Portland. And give us something good. You got any good news? You got anything good for us?
Good news here is that we're open late this evening.
No. You're open late tonight. That's how he does it.
Late tonight. Yes, sir.
There you go.
We are desperate for trades right now. We are giving top dollar to people looking to trade in their vehicles. Even if you're not looking to trade it in on a vehicle, you just want to sell it outright, you got a vehicle, there's been no better time than now to bring it into us and let us give you a number on it and take it off your hands. We are desperate for trades. The used car business right now is so crazy busy here for us that we got to do everything we can to get our hands on vehicles.
For anybody who thinks that's a sales pitch, go digging in the news. This is, in my life, I've never seen anything like this. It is a fact that used cars, pre-owned vehicles, are in short supply, big demand, and people are getting more for their trade-ins than they've ever gotten before.
That's wild.
Because there's such a giant group of buyers out there looking for pre-owned.
Are people still mainly going after trucks now, or is it like moved on to a different kind of vehicle, like when you're saying used? Because I know you said that your son was looking for a truck, what was it, a couple months or so ago, and it took him forever?
Yeah. Still hasn't done it. What was your question, Limey? I don't even know your question.
Are there any specific cars when it comes to the used cars that you're looking for?
That he's looking for, or that buyers are looking for?
That buyers are looking for, I should say.
Any and everything.
Yeah.
Honestly, wow. I mean, right now on the lot for pre-owned vehicles we have to sale, we have them starting at around $3,000 and going, you know, all the way up into 50 and above. It's just
wow.
Why do you think this happened? Why do you think? And again, in my life, I've never known of this kind of shortage plus demand for used cars. What do you think caused this?
That I'm sure it definitely has something to do with the COVID-19 virus and
I see.
different different sections of the automobile business being shut down or interrupted.
Right.
In terms of, you know, for a while, new vehicle inventory wasn't coming in from the factories. Some of the major auction houses across the country weren't running or have only been running via online auction.
And you know what? Everything you said and what I'm about to add to it all comes back to COVID.
Yeah.
Because think about this. The people who have been displaced from work, or people who've actually lost their jobs, or people who've had to shut their businesses down and now can never reopen them, those people are not going to be buying brand new vehicles. They can't. That's not in the budget. So they're going to be looking at pre-owned vehicles. So factor that in, and all of everything you said and what I said all points back again to this COVID mess.
Absolutely.
It has done, it's just done a lot of damage, and it looks like there's more to come. Because, I mean, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here, but the good news in all of this, folks, is if you have a pre-owned vehicle that runs, there's a buyer for it somewhere. They're out
Absolutely.
There. They're looking for them. So it also means, correct me if I'm wrong, probably as good a time as you may. I hope you never see another time like this or worse, where your trade-in is worth so much that even though you weren't thinking about a new car, knowing what you can get for what you're trading in, you might want to rethink that.
Absolutely. And even if you are looking at a new vehicle, between what we're given for trade and the incentives coming down through General Motors and Chevrolet, it's the savings are absolutely here right now. It's a very good time to be a buyer in this market.
Have you driven the new Corvette?
No, sir. I have not. I don't think I've driven a Corvette since I was probably, I'm going to snitch on myself a little bit here, probably since I was maybe 14, 15, 16 years old. I only ever drove them to move them around the lot. I've never driven one actually on a street.
This is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life. You're the son of a Chevy dealer, and you have never driven a Corvette.
I think my dad got to drive them as demos when he was young, and I think he kind of remembers what
he was like.
Yeah. We've been kept away from them.
Well, you know, that says to me that your dad automatically assumes that you're as crazy and irresponsible as he was. Maybe you're more responsible. Maybe you are absolutely capable
of taking a Corvette. Driver.
You're a better driver? Limey, capture that. No, capture that.
I got you.
We have him recorded saying he's a better driver than his dad.
I'm guessing that you don't text when you drive, do you?
No, I don't text when I drive, and I don't think I ever get much over maybe 70 miles an hour.
Right.
Your dad texts. He's already admitted to. He texts.
Well, but
sometimes.
He says he stopped that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because I was with him and he did it, and I called him on it, and he said he doesn't do it anymore.
Oh, good.
No, he has gotten much, much better. He's kind of learned the hands-free messaging, and we've kind of taught him that. And with the way you can sync your smartphones up with the vehicles now.
Well, he's in his 60s. Come on. I mean, you know.
He is, but for his age, he's pretty technically literate, I would say.
Yeah, for his age.
For his age.
Yeah. Capture that, too.
We're actually the same age. John and I are actually the same age. I'm a month older than he is.
That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
So, Three Sticks, where's your brother Sam? What's he doing?
He's bouncing around here somewhere, I think. He was in my office earlier today, probably doing a bunch of reports and staying busy with what he does.
Is he a slacker?
No, not at all.
Why would you ask that?
I was just asking because
they're
brothers.
No, you're baiting him.
Because they're
baiting
brothers.
Him, and you're trying to get him to say, "Yeah, my brother's a slacker," so you could use it against him.
He's not going to say that.
Blood is thicker than water. He's not going to say that.
Hey, Sticks, you played hockey, right?
Yes, sir.
And did Sam play hockey also?
Yeah, he did for a while when we were younger, growing up. He did. All my brothers and I played at least for a little bit. Just two of us, Harry and myself, were the only two.
Okay. Do you get out and play anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yep.
Ooh, nice.
Sticks, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I want you to try answer me and not say, sir. I think it's fantastic, and you were brought up to be polite and respectful, but it makes me feel old, and it's too formal, so let's do this. I'll say, did you ever get to take a Corvette as your own demo, and instead of saying, no, sir, just say, no, Frank, I never did that. Go ahead. Did you ever get to take a Corvette Sticks as a demo?
No, Frank, I never did that.
Beautiful. It would have been funnier if he said, no, sir. I know. I know. Oh, man.
See, but he's not here to be funny. He's here to sell cars. Oh,
no, sir, Frank, I've never
He's here to sell Chevys and pre-owned vehicles. Tell him where that Autoplex is in St. Peter, Sticks.
Okay. I don't even know the address off the top of my head.
It's 79 and 70. 70.
That's good 70. Enough. Yeah.
Veterans Memorial Parkway.
Okay, your dad is probably going to pull this up and listen to it, so we're going to edit out that you didn't know where it was located.
Yeah.
Limey's going to edit it out, and I'm going to ask you again, and you're going to say, oh, it's at 70 and 79. Edit it out. Hang on, Sticks.
Radio edit.
Sticks, why don't you tell everybody where that Autoplex is in St. Peter's?
That beautiful Autoplex is located off 70 and 79, Frank, Veterans Memorial Parkway.
Yeah, beautiful. What a natural.
Fantastic. He'll never know. Cut it right out. He'll never hear it. And we're going to cut out all the part about you not being where you're supposed to be in the conference room. We'll get rid of all of that. We're going to get rid of all that. You're going to sound fantastic when we get finished.
I've been in the conference room since Dan texted me.
Mm-hmm. Dan?
Probably.
This is on you.
I bet.
Okay?
I know.
Guess who we believe, Sticks? You. We've seen Dan screw up a lot of things over the years, so we're going with you. All right, anything else we need to leave people with? You can give me your phone number if you like, and that we know you're open late tonight. What's that phone number?
It is 314-837-1800.
You know, if you hadn't known that, you'd be in major trouble. You'd have been in big trouble.
No, I that's probably the first phone number I ever learned.
Okay. All right, listen, we will send you some business. There'll be AM and the PM. Take good care of them, okay?
Perfect. Can't wait to see him. Right. You guys have a great afternoon and
you
evening.
You too. Thank you, Sticks. John, Three Sticks, Long Dog.
Yeah.
Did a good job, considering that Dan, did you notice Dan actually put it on him? Tried to make that
try to throw
tried to make him look
kid
bad.
Into the
well,
bus.
I told him to be in the conference room. And then Sticks said, I was in here waiting for the call.
He said he was in the conference room. Well, I called.
No, you blew it. You
I
blew
actually
it,
called you, the dealership and
wait till
whoever
his
I
dad
talked to.
Finds out what you did to him.
She
you
sent me up to the conference room.
You mess with people's kids, man.
And it rang up at the conference room and didn't.
All right, before we introduce this next segment, Doc, we're going to have a little chat here. This is like last week. We don't have any calls. And we've done this for, 17 or 18 years? And if we don't get calls, we're going to do something else. We're going to turn this segment into something else. And I'm not sure I understand why. Maybe every question that could ever be asked about pets has been asked. And I'm going to tell you that's not far from the truth. We've had, I think, about every kind of pet question anybody could throw at us. So here are the numbers, 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. Hit that theme music for Dr. Dunn. There we go.
You turn it into a medical or a medicinal marijuana segment.
Yeah, we could. Dr. Doug's brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Once again, as the calls I now see, I hope are coming in, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey.
Good, Doc. How are you?
I am AM and the PM.
I will tell you, one of the things that has happened in the last year and a half is, and I know this from the emails I get, lots of people listen to this show on the podcast. They will listen later tonight, or they'll listen to this show tomorrow morning. And when you do that, you obviously can't call a live interactive on a phone segment.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably true of, I'm going to say, at least half the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So as they've become familiar with the app, who snorted? Was that Doc? Was that you?
It was just my COVID snort.
Oh, see, COVID snort. See, that's not funny because
that isn't funny.
If you say that, that's like saying,
now
you know, a bomb at the airport or hijack. You can't do that because people are on edge about COVID, probably rightly so. So you probably just have what you meant to say is you have an allergy.
I have an allergy.
Okay, that's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I was saying, I think over half the audience listens later. And that's okay as long as they listen. Is there anything you need to share?
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit during this segment about your involvement in this medicinal marijuana thing?
Yeah, whatever you
wish. Because you know a little bit about that, and you are involved in it to a small degree.
Right.
We'll do that. First, we're going to talk to Tom. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Dr. Doug, welcome back. I am AM to PM.
Thank you. Was I gone?
Well, last week.
Okay.
Welcome back since last Wednesday.
Hey, Tom, how are you, man?
Good, sir. Enjoying the summertime. I'm not shipping ice or shoveling snow.
Thank you. I just said the same thing to Dan. Dan walked out back to take a smoke. I went back to just talk to him, and we walked out, and I just said, hey, before we say anything about the heat, just remember that 6 months from now, we'll be wishing we had this.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, what do you got, Tom?
Hey, we're getting ready to move on to an old farm. It'll be 25 acres, no fences. And where we live now, we're between two subdivisions, and the dogs are in a fenced-in area. We've got two Labradoodle-type animals and then a small poodle. I have some concerns about what these things, whether we're going to have to put in fences right away, or these things somehow know to stay home, or they're going to take off for whatever's next door.
Well, what's been their nature to date? I don't know if you have a fenced-in backyard right now?
We have a fenced-in back door, but it's more than an acre and predominantly woods.
Okay, and how are they challenging the borders of that all the time?
They have arguments with all the neighboring dogs on a regular basis.
Okay. Well, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to consider at least a portion of your new space placing in, the invisible fence. The problem is that these dogs are going to be out there exploring, and if they get stimulated by a rabbit or a deer or something like that, they might just bolt. So even if you walk the perimeter or the boundaries of your new property, it might be hard to know what they're going to do because they are dogs and they're designed to do just those things. Some won't ever leave, and some might. So, again, if you don't want to be concerned, you can either set up an invisible fence portion of it, and then you can always expand that out.
There was just a story in the news about somebody that moved, and they had I think it was a German Shepherd or something like that. And they had moved quite a distance away from where they were, and the dog got loose and got away and ended up back at the old house.
That's possible. Yeah. They're very, very good at tracking. But anyway, that's how I would... That's how I would...
Tom, have you ever seen the invisible fence in action?
Yes.
They're incredible. Mm-hmm. Now, are they expensive, Doc? I don't know.
I don't know. It depends on how much space he's trying to cover, but it could be a $900 to $1,200 investment wherever you are. But, again, you save the concern of losing your pets. And they should be microchipped as well. So in the event that they do get away and someone picks them up, any veterinarian would have the ability to read that, and you'd want them to go and come right back to you.
So I have two other suggestions. And the doc is sitting right here, so you can tell me if I'm off base here. As long as he's outside with the dog, a shock collar, and it's a mild shock, also works. Dog starts to go where it shouldn't go, you just a little bit of it, and they stop, and they know, right or wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what the invisible fence does.
This is a cheaper way to do it, but you have to be outside with the dog.
You'd have to give them, maybe a long line. You might buy some rope and just make a 30-foot line and give them freedom to move away from you and walk the borders of your primary property where they're going to most likely be hanging. And then, like Frank was suggesting, if you do it correctly, I don't consider it inhumane. I consider it a husbandry tool. And, whatever it's going to take to save your relationship, keep the dogs where they belong. But, yeah, the invisible fence is a shock system. They implant the thing, the perimeter underground, and then they have the collar on. You walk them towards the edge, and within a certain 4 or 5 feet, then suddenly they're getting a warning.
Okay. I'll be right there.
Oh, he's not talking to us, obviously.
Yeah. Tom, here's, Tom.
Tom, one other thing. You can, and this is in addition to whatever you decide to do, invisible fence or shock collar. My older son has a dog, and they bought, and I saw this thing at night, they bought an LED collar that is so brilliantly lit up. If that dog gets away at night,
they can find it.
You can see it half a mile away. Oh, yeah. There's your dog with that electric blue light-up collar. Sure. And it's just a light. It doesn't hurt the dog. The dog can't even see it. It's a collar. But when I saw that, I thought every dog should have that.
Yeah, they also have GPS collars that you can put on your phone and track them.
And look at your phone, know exactly where your dog is. Yeah. Those would be two inexpensive suggestions.
Yeah, I'm just afraid out in the country, you know, if there's some other crazy kid there, he could take a rifle and shoot at a strange dog. So,
well, but he would do that anyway. Light up collar or not? You mean
if he's off the grounds?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, there's those different choices, but I think the invisible fence is your most likely. I mean, otherwise you have to put up a kennel, and that's so constraining. I don't think you'd want to do
it. It's one of those things that, you don't want to pay for it, but boy, once you do, I've never known anybody who wasn't thrilled with the electric fence.
Yeah,
invisible
fence.
It does
work
well. Okay.
Yeah, we've looked at a couple of neighborhoods in the past where the invisible fence was the only option. And that was fine to keep it in, but it didn't keep the other animals out.
Oh, okay.
That's a problem.
Okay.
You got small dogs, nothing prevents something from attacking them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't have one.
That's true. There's always that concern that feral animals can come in and approach them, but, you know, it's still, you want that to happen on your property so you can get to it.
Well, you know, if the day that somebody ever invents something that will keep any animal out of your property, they'll make a zillion dollars. But how could there even be such a thing?
You could have a bunch of people sitting along the border of your property 24/7, dancing.
And not to go down this political road, but that was always my impression of this whole border wall that Trump wants to build. I didn't understand why you couldn't put posts that are, 500 feet apart or 1,000 feet apart and just have, like, electrical shockwaves going between them, so to not have to build a wall, but to somehow keep a foreign element out of entering the country. I don't understand why we don't have
because
that technology.
Because somebody would say that's inhumane.
Why? Right. Because they run in. If it's lit up.
They might get one. All it would take is one person to have a heart attack, and they go, it's because he got shocked when he went near the wall. That's. I guarantee you, that's probably the reason that would get shot down.
Well, so think about
how a wall is not going to hurt.
Think about
anybody.
How expensive it's going to be running, like, an electrical.
How expensive is it going to be to build a wall? You look up that. Look up that.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think the expense is the issue. I think there are always those people that go, well, all we need is one person to get electrocuted or go up near it with wet, and they get shocked, and maybe they would have had a heart attack anyway. But a wall. It didn't hurt anybody. That doesn't solve Tom's problem. Tom still has coyotes to worry about.
Yeah.
And how big is the dog?
The true Labradoodle is about 55 pounds. And
okay.
Size of a German Shepherd.
Okay.
And then the Golden Doodle is a little bit bigger, mainly because of the fluff.
Okay, they're not little dogs. You don't have to worry about a hawk picking one of them up.
No.
Yeah.
Do they hang?
We have 12-pound poodle, too, but she won't get more than 10 feet from the wife. So,
yeah. You know, I think if the two dogs are out together mostly, they'll keep each other out of trouble. So that's also a consideration. But, you might get out there and test it, and just kind of watch them. If they respond well to you in any other circumstance, you take them out in the day and you walk the limits of your property. And if they start to go over that line, if you're not using something like a minimal shock collar.
When he's talking about something getting to the dog, the only way to avoid that, he'd have to be out there all the time.
Yeah,
either that or you just put a fence up just around, like you have a backyard or something like that.
Yeah, but the invisible fence would probably be cheaper.
No, but the actual fence would keep the other animals from coming in. That's the point. That's all we can do. What?
Dr. Doug, do they have like a reverse of, and that's probably a wrong word, reverse shock collar to where when the dog's getting too far away or doing something wrong, that you hit the button, that when it gets too far away and the signal gets too weak, that then it shocks it because it got too far from home base?
I don't believe so, but I could be wrong, but that sounds pretty sophisticated. I don't think it would become affordable, but I still think it's a tool that you might want to use.
He's actually got a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it could be invented,
so that
I think it's like a fail-safe.
Well, what he's saying is, Yeah, if it gets more than 30 yards away.
Out of range.
Then the thing starts to alert the dog. That's actually a brilliant idea. Yeah. I don't know technologically how you would do it.
I'll check and see. That could probably be, that technology is probably there. That's pretty easy, I would guess.
Tom, why don't you invent that and make a lot of money?
Yeah, if I could do that, then maybe I wouldn't still be working at my advanced age. Yeah. So,
We could do a lot of things we wouldn't be working. Well, good luck.
I'll check into that for you, Tom.
Thank you for the service. And looking forward to listening to you guys for years to come.
All right. Well, thank you. Hope we can keep doing it for years to come. Thank you very much. Okay, lines are all open, all of them. 314-821-0590. 855-282-8255.
I thought we were talking to Elvis there for a minute. You said, thank you very much.
No, that was me.
That's an Elvis.
Well, maybe part of him has been reincarnated through me. So since we have the time, let's talk about this medical marijuana thing. And the reason we're doing it is you have studied it and you have looked into it. When, and we'll get the calls as they come in. When will Missouri have medical dispensaries open? Because that's what you're sort of involved in.
Right. So the dispensaries, so there's three phases. There's the cultivation where you're growing material, and then there's the laboratory or manufacturing where you actually extract material and form it into edibles or whatever. And then, of course, there's the retail store, which is the dispensary. Those are going to be up and open the earliest in Missouri for the medical marijuana component, and some might get open as early as September. So they have to be built, they have to be reviewed by the state, they have to give you the approval even though you have the license. They just want to make sure, the biggest concern is always security, right? So they have to make sure you've done everything absolutely correct, because we just want to control the industry.
And this is something COVID would have no impact on negatively, because these dispensaries, it's not crowds of people in there. It's a couple of people at a time, usually. No, it is.
Well, it's been really crowded. I mean, you talk about the Illinois opening. They said,
"Well, but that's people that's around the initial
that was when they
opening.
Went recreational and you cross the river."
Yeah. So, it just depends on how you do it. I don't even know. Some places might actually have a call in and pick up at the curbside, and that's all possible. So that's how that's going to work, and then. The people that really need to get on board are the people that think they have a need for these products. And you can go to you can get online and Google doctors who help create the medical card exam. It's really just an interview and takes about 5 or 10 minutes. The price is variable depending on which doctor you go to. But then you have the medical card and you are legitimate in pursuing these products, and they are very helpful. There's about 10 categories of medical concern, general categories, and they're really broad. So it's anywhere from, you've all heard about seizures being helped by THC products, of course all the orthopedic things. There's so many different PTSD, on and on and on. So, and there's
glaucoma.
There's more and more legitimate and refereed research, that means that it's being reviewed by other doctors and other scientists, that's coming out day to day to further validate the use of CBD and THC.
All right, I'm going to grab these calls. We're going to come back to this because this is a big deal. It's very interesting to me, too. Let's go to Andy. Andy, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Andy.
I was just listening to your conversation earlier about the wireless fence. I have a wireless fence, and what it is it's a thing that you put in your house, and you got the shock collar, and there is no wire underground.
Well, that's a different product, though. Invisible fence, there is a wire underground.
Invisible Wi-Fi. Fence.
Right.
Well, this one here, what you do is you take the shock collar around, and you go to the borders, and it's actually expandable or whatever, depending on what size your yard is. And you walk out there, and it gives you a beep when you get to the edge, which tells the dog not to go any farther. And then once he crosses that border, and then 10 seconds, then he gets shot.
So there is a product that does exactly the same thing as the invisible fence, but you don't have to have the wire laid underground?
I'm guessing there's like a Bluetooth sensor in the collar and the, the thing that he, like the main station that he has inside his house.
So you set it.
So it's just like a perfect circle.
So you, but you set a radius.
Yeah, so it's probably like, you can set it at 30 yards or at 50
yards. And Andy, the way it works, then if the dog, let's say it's 30 yards, when the dog gets 30 yards, that's when it activates. Right.
That's one of the activations.
Wow. You know what?
Cool.
It's the same.
There's no wire under the ground or anything. It's all electronic.
Wow.
I've had it for probably 4 or 5 years now, and it was the best thing we ever got.
I didn't even know that's the same end result without the wire underground.
You're still going to have to walk the borders with your dog on a long line so that you can associate that distance.
Exactly. And what you do is it comes with flags, and you put the flags around the perimeter of wherever wherever it is, and it depends on if you have steel garage doors or whatever, that's a little shorter distance than the rest of the area.
Yeah, that gives them a visual.
Andy, what's the product called?
I call it wireless fence, but I'm not exactly sure. I've had it so long, I don't remember the name of it.
If somebody just Googled
I'll search it out.
Wireless perimeter dog fence.
Pet fence.
Yeah, it'll come up.
It'd probably come up. Yeah, I mean, it was about $340, but like I said, it was the best money I've ever
spent. That's a lot better than $900 or $1,200.
Yeah.
Underground. Well, exactly. And I do have another question.
Okay, yes, sir.
I rescued this dog, it's been 6 or 7 years ago now, and it's not a problem. It's just a curiosity. This dog, I feed him this food, this little bitty chunks, you know, and dry food. And what he'll do is he'll go in when I fill his bowl up, and he doesn't eat. I can fill the bowl up, and he just eats whenever he feels like. And he'll go in, and he'll take one piece out of that bowl and walk into the other room and chew it up, and then he'll go back and finish the bowl.
So one piece he chews away from the bowl, but the rest he eats at the bowl. It's almost like he's taking a sample.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he takes a piece away and eats it, and it's like if he determines it's okay, he'll go back and eat the rest of it.
Ah.
Have you ever heard of that?
I guess that's...
He's smart.
Well, he's pretty smart.
Yeah.
He's a big dog, too.
I've had dogs that will take food and take it and move it away from the bowl over, let's say, a few feet away and eat it. Then they come back and move more over, but not one bite, and then go back and finish it all at the bowl. I think he's right. I think he's got an extra smart dog.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he does, and it's the same food every time. You too. You know, you ought to know the same difference, but it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And like I said, we rescued him, and he was supposed to be a 60-pound lab, and he turned into a Newfoundland.
Oh,
about 140 pounds now.
You know what? I think the dog just developed a little. It's his thing. Is it my wife, for example? My wife doesn't like for her food to touch each other.
Right.
She doesn't want corn to touch the peas or something. And there's no real reason for it. She's just from a childhood. This is the thing.
Yeah.
I know people that will eat one thing on the plate and eat it all up before they move to the next one. They won't sort of work around and take a little bit of everything.
I'm a very organized eater that way. My wife goes, "You're such a mess. What is the food thing about?"
Yeah, and I got to think, and that's all it is. It's just his own little thing.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. I mean, he's got some other little things about him a little bit, but that doesn't bother him.
Nah, you're still crazy about him, or you wouldn't be protecting him with that little system you got.
You're right.
All right, Andy.
Thanks for the information.
So much.
Appreciate it. See, I didn't know that. That makes sense. It's a lot less expensive, too. Let's go to Neil. Neil, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug, and I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Neil.
Oh, no.
Hey, Neil, how are you?
Okay. I've got the eyeball chewing golden retriever. He's about 3 years old. Chews the stuffed animals out of the eyeballs.
I remember this guy.
That's right. His dog eats the eyes out of stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter laughs and my son tells his friend, you know, about the crazy old man. The last couple weeks, we rescued him. He was returned by a young couple that stayed with a breeder, and so he's extremely anxious and what have you. The last couple weeks have been really tough with the fireworks and the thunderstorms, and I have a. Maybe it's a crazy idea. He'll go downstairs into the the basement, and he'll climb up under my workbench, and then he'll paw at the wood that's under there. And I'm wondering, do they hear the thunder, or do they sense it?
Well, I believe that they sense the barometric pressure, the outside pressure.
Why does Doc's mic sound weird? It's sort of in and out. Is it okay? Is it okay?
Is this in and out?
Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. So you remember when we had the big tsunamis all through Southeast Asia and Asia? And they said that all the animals climb to the higher ground
before anybody else knew it was coming.
So they do sense the pressure changes, I have to believe. And then the other part of it is they go down there because they want to feel secure and hide away. So if you wanted to offer something, there are medications that help if you can predict kind of when a storm is on the way, or you know that. But otherwise, you can actually rig up something down there, like even a doghouse down in there, where it's all padded up, and it gives them a chance to get in there and just kind of hide. And they'll use that as a sense of, for the sense of security they need. And that's a very simple solution.
I mean, he does it upstairs. He'll go under a desk, and he'll start clawing at the rug. I guess he's trying to find a safe spot, and he'll get downstairs now and do that.
Right.
And what I'm wondering, I have two ideas. One is they make a cardboard tube. It's about 12 inches in diameter. They use it for concrete. They pour concrete in.
Neil, sure. let me give everybody an example how long that tube is. 12 inches.
Hydrized, let me.
12 inch tube. Here, right here. Hold on. Yeah, that's 12 inches right
oh
there.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Neil.
Well, like you can get a 12 or you can get an 18 inch one. And I'm thinking maybe if I could coerce him into that, that would give him some safety, some shelter. And I'm also wondering if when he goes downstairs, if I, you know, put a stereo like right there where he's laying, that would block out some of the noise.
Sure, that's always a reasonable consideration, or maybe even one of those baby Hummer devices so you can hear the baby. But yeah, something like that might work. I'm not sure the tube would be as comfortable for him as kind of a crate with an open door, or just some kind of small doghouse down there. But, I mean, any of those can work. They all do the same thing. They give them a sense of security and let them get away from the activity. And, again, there are medications that you can get. There's also, we've talked about the thunder jacket, which is supposed to be helpful. If you know that a storm's coming that day before you leave for work, you can just put the jacket on, okay?
Yeah, we've tried that, and that doesn't seem to work. And he's on trazodone.
Trazodone's good.
That was working. That was calming him down. That kind of up to about a month ago. And the vet just gave us a sedative to squirt in her mouth about 20, 30 minutes before a sedation, or I guess when they think a storm's coming.
Yeah, I don't know which product that you're talking about, but
it is incredible, though, how some dogs... It's like they're going to lose their minds when a storm is coming,
right.
Until the storm is gone. And other dogs, like my older son's dog I mentioned with the light-up collar, it can thunder, you can set off fireworks, and the dog can just go over and lie down and take a nap. None of it bothers him.
Yeah, unless we get a real crashing, lightning strike, which we did last night, in fact, but the animals seem to be okay with the sound, but it is a variable. You know, every animal is going to act differently. But
he gets to the point now with a heavy rain, he'll even hear that, you know, for shelter.
Yeah, because you know what, dogs are smart. They probably associate the rain with lightning and thunder because they know, hey, every time I hear this, I know what's coming. Yeah. I'm going to hear some thunder. They're really smart.
Getting wet.
Could I put a set of earphones on him?
Well, yeah, if you'll keep them on, you could, but they're probably not going to keep them on. They're going to figure out
you can put
shake
on them
off.
You won't hear them crying.
Well, I mean, on him, not me. But I'm just thinking maybe that would block out some of the noise, something like that, earbuds or,
How about these noise-canceling headphones? If they'll stay on the dog.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's another great product to develop. Done that.
Dog headphones with noise cancellation.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Hey, now think about it. You could make the, like something like a speaker that just sends out a signal that only dogs can hear that blocks out the other sounds of the
fireworks. Cancels the other noise.
Yeah.
Now you're onto something.
Yeah, and on the electric fence, we have one that's about an acre property, and I would imagine that you can run a wire, a couple acres, because the receiver's on their collar, and I would believe that, you know, when they get there, you know, if it's a couple, you know, an acre and a half or whatever away from the unit in our garage, I think it probably still might work. So you could, a guy could contain them to a couple acres.
Yeah. Aren't you glad that you called and we recommended to you products that don't even exist? Pretty good, huh? Like dog headphones, noise cancellation systems. But some genius is listening. He goes, hey, I'm on it. I'm going to create this. Yeah. All right, Neil, anything else?
Yeah. That's it. I'm going to try the I'll get him some earbuds. We'll see what happens.
All right. Good luck. Let us know. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you very much.
How do you get earbuds that will fit a gigantic ear?
Well, they wouldn't be earbuds. They'd have to be full headphones.
Full, right.
But why not? Why not a soft, almost like a, you know those old hats with the flaps that come down over the ears?
Yeah.
So it's comfortable, yet the dog doesn't realize it's canceling noise for the outside.
Yeah, they sell them. Chewy.com has, I'm reading this off the internet, of course. I did not know this entering the studio. But there are websites to buy dogs' headphones.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
You're welcome. Mutt Muffs.
I know you're not kidding. Dog headphones.
Mutt Muffs. No, that's $67.
Every time I think somebody's joking about a product for dogs, they're not joking.
No. They're not joking about dog stuff anymore.
They make everything for dogs, more so than even cats.
I mean, if you're talking about between cats and dogs, there's something like 150 million pets in the U.S. homes alone. You know, that's a heck of a market.
So I think it's more than 150 million. Well, that's about right. Homes. Yeah. Because there are 330 million people, multiple people in home. No, you're right. That's more than half.
They also sell ear muffs. So if you know a storm's coming or loud noise or fireworks or stuff like that, fireworks drive my dogs nuts. I hate 4th of July. It's my least favorite day of the year. Yeah. I'm actually considering getting them some dog muffs for next 4th of July.
And they're not electronic. They're just...
They're sound. Just cover. Yeah. They're just hearing...
Can't
protection.
Hurt. It has to help. Can't hurt.
They're noise-canceling headphones.
Well, see? We thought we were making up something. It exists. It already exists.
Great minds.
All right, now, before we get away here, we got just a couple minutes. Real quickly, and I know we're jumping back and forth, but as time goes by, you're probably going to be our go-to guy for this medical marijuana thing. In Illinois, Tim said they have recreational. Is that true that Illinois now is so that anybody,
if
it's like Colorado or California... Anybody could drive across the river.
Oh, yeah, right? We could go right now after the show if you wanted to.
The problem is, legally...
Getting it back.
Well, when you come back and what's in your car is illegal.
Yep. Right, you can't...
Unless you have a 420 ID, which Missouri is issuing them as we speak.
Okay, but I'm talking about recreational. Illinois, just recreational.
If I went over
anybody
there,
without any kind of card...
Are you talking about a medical card?
Yeah.
No, we're talking strictly recreational.
You still can't bring product across state lines.
Oh, okay.
You cannot.
Yeah.
Now, once it becomes federally approved, there'll be interstate.
Now the chances that you're going to get stopped and busted for that, slim to none. Right. Yeah, they got bigger things to worry about than you with some gummies in your car.
Right. I mean, they don't even...
It's a problem.
The St. Louis Circuit Attorney announced last year they're not even arresting people who are holding 28 grams or less in a car.
Yeah.
You don't go to jail for that anymore.
Right. So all the more reason not to really worry about it. Yeah. Go over there and get your gummies or whatever, cookies, and come back.
I think that the world is getting a little more receptive, a lot more receptive, and you're right, Frank.
More receptive.
They don't want to mess with, they're looking about hijackers and murderers.
We've come from the 50s when there were movies like Reefer Madness where they showed people losing their minds
because
they smoked a joint,
to
now where we finally realized, you know what, there are a lot more things to worry about than marijuana.
Had the pandemic not broken out, the recreational would have been on this false ballot in Missouri.
Yes, I don't doubt that.
They had the signature campaign. They had to shut it down.
But it will come, because medical always is followed by recreational. Right.
Well, you look at the taxes lost. You know, Missouri wants that money.
We've helped pet owners and dope smokers today. We've helped two different sets of people, and we'll do it again next Wednesday, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Thank you, Doctor. Can't hear him. He said something and we couldn't hear him because he turned his mic off. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. I just noticed that Bill Cleveland's in the building, which means he'll be live and in person on the show today. So if I were you, I'd stay right where you are. It is 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Citing a rampage of violence, President Trump is deploying federal agents to Chicago, Albuquerque, and other cities. Speaking at the White House, Trump argued that he has no choice.
The effort to shut down policing in their own communities has led to a shocking explosion of shootings, killings, murders, and heinous crimes of violence.
Federal agents have been in place in Portland, Oregon.